Yesterday, high above the muddiest river you could imagine, driving towards a home that meant nothing, or at least next to nothing without me, someone was doing a remembrance on the radio of a Holocaust survivor who, after the war, admitted to feeling no anger or ill will towards the German soldiers who'd fled and left him liberated in the death camp. Guilt will be a lamp by the bedside those men will be unable to extinguish. Cruise control took over. I languished between two dying cities and the translucent brick wrapping wedged in prairie on the edge of the highway's lip reminded me of breast milk crusted to the corner of my son's mouth when he woke each morning. After the news and an interlude, a woman began to interview a poet. She asked about his dead father, miscarriage, asked him how he translated loss, and I could hear him scratching his head, nails against scalp, head fixed to a neck between shoulder blades, and suddenly the highway beneath me drifted off into abstraction. Hum of a passing car, wind stitching its seam to a river, sky the color of jet fuel. The poverty of an abandoned car on the shoulder was no different than the poverty that led me to donate plasma for an entire year, that led my wife to participate in a study for a gift card to Walmart, plugged headfirst into an MRI machine while neurologists in the adjacent room wearing white coats fed words to her. Picket fence, lovely, castle, hubris, crocus, grief. And her brain lit up, then darkened, over and over, and they recorded the involuntary responses in the name of ramen noodles and 30-gallon trash bags. The poet said he wanted to capture grief in his book, but there were walls crumbling on the distant horizon he couldn't ignore. He said horizon, even though it was clear he meant only to touch the edge of what could be witnessed and say something instead of nothing, so that someone, somewhere far beyond that edge could cross a filthy river on the way to a patch of grass called home, contemplating the words to inject into a machine, allowing the otherwise inert masses of language to reach out and touch what was never there to begin with.